And how optimistic are you that Victor will play Saturday night?
Very optimistic.
What has given you optimism this week from what you've seen?
He got through a good practice on our Wednesday practice on Tuesday, and then yesterday he got through a three-hour practice in good shape.
What do you see from him? I mean, do you see flashes? Do you see more than flashes? Do you want to see more? I mean, what do you see?
Yeah, when he first got out here this week, he showed a burst. He showed some acceleration. He could put his foot in the ground. He had a nice release on a slant, which reminded me of the Houston game a few years ago. So it's encouraging.
Sorry. Do you think he looked better last couple days than he did earlier in camp when he was?
He had flashes early in camp, too. So I wouldn't say he looked better. I just think he looked good.
Will he play? Are you playing? Will he play with the with the first group for the same period as they are, or you have a different plan for him?
We'll put him out there early in the game.
What are you hoping to see from him? What's important for you in the preseason for him?
I'd love to see him get his hands on a football and make some plays for us.
Ben, do you go back? Have you gone back to like 2011 or any of the earlier days when you weren't here to see the best of him, or would that not be something you'd be interested in?
No, I saw enough of him in 2011, especially in that divisional playoff round.
Are you, your starters going to play through the first half and into the third quarter?
As a general proposition, we'd like to take our starters early into the third quarter. We'll evaluate it at halftime and see how it goes. And then different guys based off of where they are physically, you may give him a little bit more, give him a little less, too.
Is Cruz a guy who fits into that less category?
We'll evaluate it.
How have you challenged your group this week?
We talked a little bit after the game. Some emotions were flying around. And, we put it in perspective earlier in the week. And we challenged them with the workload yesterday and coming out with the pads on and being in the pads for 3 hours with some conditioning. And throwing a lot of situations at them, and they responded to practice.
Ben, we know how, generally speaking, the rule, unofficial rule, is the starters play the most in the third, and then in the fourth preseason game, a lot of times people don't even put their starters in at all. Are you even looking ahead to this is a two-week thing and how you're going to break it up over 2 weeks, or have you even figured it out yet?
Yeah, we have a plan in place for the third and fourth preseason game, but you have to be able to adjust and improvise with the way things go.
What's your Friday practice? What do you look to get out of the guys?
Fresh Friday. We try to challenge them as many ways as we can between the years, and keep it simple from the waist down.
You get on the field now?
Yes.
For how long usually, or is it a set amount of time? Or?
We get out there and go through it. We play the game before we play the game on Fridays.
How about tomorrow, Ben?
It's kind of a big Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow is launch day for us. We try to launch. We kind of rev them up, get the speed going, 80% or so, and get everything functioning again, get it firing, and get ready for the game day.
Ben, do you expect Eli Apple to play Saturday?
Yes.
What about Pugh?
We'll see.
Has Apple shown you everything that you guys knew about him when you took him in the first round?
He's just getting back out there right now, so he's had a little bit of a layoff there. He's been nicked, so I haven't seen much of him recently. He looks like he's chomping at the bit to get back out there.
Ben, when could Darian Thompson get back on the practice field?
We're evaluating him. We say week to week, but to me it's hour to hour. I know the game is very important to the young man. He wants to be out there to help his teammates and contribute. He's getting as many mental reps as he can right now. That part of it's important to him, but we'll take a look at him next week, too.
Is he doing better? Is he improving
this
week?
And how would you describe your dynamic with Eli Manning and why it facilitates a successful offense?
My dynamic?
Yeah, I guess what's unique about him, working with him as a quarterback and as a leader of an offense?
Eli's very steady. He's a great guy to work with in the room. He gives you honest feedback. He enjoys being part of the process, a part of the plan, and he's just steady Eddie.
Work with him obviously less now, though.
My role has changed, but I'm in the quarterback game.
How are you
going to
handle the kickers on Saturday? I guess the next two preseason games, that's a competition.
They'll both do work.
Is Jeremy Davis going to suit up Saturday?
He's working to get out there.
Do you sense that the offensive line thinks it's important to put a better product on the field Saturday night?
I think the offense as a whole feels it's important to put a better product on the field.